Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. I want to thank you for our 10 years of conversations, which have always been civil and thoughtful, even when we disagreed strongly. You are a great friend doing great work.
20,000 interviews and 10,000 hours of live radio.
A big, fat congratulations to the man that makes us all sound good. Proud to be part of your brain trust, Jim. Times
are hard. Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. And the thethirdingredient.com is the one for my new book, and both of those are available on Amazon. Pam Harper's our guest. Our good friend, Preventing Strategic Gridlock, is also available on Amazon. That's her book. She is a co-founder of Business Advancement and co-host of Growth Igniters Radio. Put a .com on the end of those, and you'll find them online. She and her partner, her husband, Scott Harper. We're talking about passion, Pam, and I was talking about adversity, and I was saying that sometimes, you know, when times get hard, sometimes it's hard to conjure up the passion you need. What do you think? How do you do that?
Well, I think that's absolutely the truth. Passion, if you have passion for what you're doing, that's how you get through the adversity. And remember that in the first segment when we were talking, I was saying that I would ask people, why do you want to work here? Why do you want to work here? Why do you want this job? And, of course, I recommend that we ourselves as the entrepreneurs, small business owners, ask ourselves that. And sometimes people would say, as I said, you know, I'm good at this, I'm good at that. And I'd say, no. And I would tell them, I'd say, no, that's not enough. Because it gets crazy here. Mm-hmm. And, of course, we live in the age of disruption and people talk regularly about chaos, and passion helps us to find our way. So when you substitute the word why am I doing this for the word passion, which I admit can be overused, it helps you to stay centered, to stay focused, to come up with new ideas. And I will tell you from my own personal experience, very much that has been the case.
Mm-hmm.
Resilience has been very much a part of my life in the course of my career.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, you know, everything else, you know, people.
So you're connecting resilience and passion. Could they cross over? Could they become one and the same? Are they interchangeable?
Resilience comes from it's connected with passion. It is not passion. Resilience is the ability to bounce back from adversity and to keep on going, at least the way that I'm defining it.
Is so resilience what you get when you combine passion and belief in yourself? See, I one of the things that I think is huge that I don't think enough people talk about, but I do on the show all the time, and that is the concept of believing in yourself. I'm telling you, Pam.
Yes.
If I didn't believe in myself, if I didn't believe Jim Blasingame, and if I didn't believe in Jim Blasingame, I wouldn't be talking to you right now, because there were times when everything else let me down.
Mm-hmm. I think you're right. It is connected very much. And even so, sometimes when things get bad, passion is what you have. The belief in yourself is all that's left.
Mm-hmm.
And even when you can't completely believe in yourself, the passion to say, I'll do what it takes to get what mm-hmm. I want, which is always my mantra.
You think passion abides in your belief in yourself?
I think you're right.
I hadn't thought about it before, but I think you're right.
Yes. Passion is something, again, I understand getting away from the word, but it's the belief in self, but sometimes it's the focus. Sometimes when we can't even believe in ourselves, you know, you've been dealt a really nasty blow, what you have is that focus on where you want to go, why you need to be there. You may not believe in yourself all the time, but you can believe in where you want to go and what you need to do to get there. Mm-hmm. And that, I will tell you, Jim, is how I've gotten through my life.
Yeah, well, there's no question about it. And the people that you and I know who've made something from nothing and dealt with a lot of the tough times, I mean, getting my business out of the ground more than once and going living through 08. I know you know what I'm talking about.
Post 08
was tough for a lot of folks. And I think there was a lot of gut checks during that time. Hey, Pam, it's been great having you here. Thank you for helping us understand the concept of passion. It's been very illuminating. I need your website one more time, please.
It's businessadvance.com, and the podcast, Growth Igniters Radio, can be wherever you pick up your podcast.
All right, so check it out. Hey, Pam, thanks again for being here. Good job. Come back soon. And thanks for 12 great years.
Thank you, Jim.
We'll see you later. Pam Harper, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you, seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.